Hello and welcome back to the final part of these episodes. I am, of course, Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech, and you've hopefully been following along pretty well so far. We only have one thing left to do, and that's to write our main function. And there's not much explanation for this, just a couple of lines, which is why I've provided it for you if you want to go ahead and copy that. But I will just go over what each part is, why we do it, as I have done so far, so that you as the user understand it. So obviously, first of all, we've got def main, as this is a main function. Then we have pygame.init, I-N-I-T, which is a function. And the next line, pygame.mixer.init. Init stands for initialize. We are literally just getting these prepared, getting them fired up and ready. Like giving Pygame a cup of coffee to wake it up. Next line. DisplaySurf, short for display surface, equals Pygame.display.mode 400-300. This is basically, very basically, setting up our surface object. I do not touch on graphics in this tutorial. If you want your screens to look all nice and pretty and not just a weird blank screen with a caption, that's your problem. Quite honestly, a little beyond this tutorial, and I will tell you a secret, a little bit beyond me with Python, with Pygame. I tend to use WXPython for graphical user interfaces, as I said. Nothing against Pygame, it's a great library. It's just the way I self-taught myself in a very messy way. For the purposes of this game, though, we only need a nice little blank screen as everything's done through sound. And the next line, of course, uses that display object. Because we've created the display object, as it were. And in this line, pygame.display.setCaption, we can provide it a name. You could change that string to whatever you want. I've just put guess the numbers. You can change that to Nathan is amazing 123. Thank you very much, Nathan Tech, for providing these tutorials. An absolutely rubbish game. Or guess the numbers by and your name, or just your name's game, Bob's game, Fred's game, Jimmy's game, whatever you prefer. After this, we simply have a call to main menu, which obviously boots off the game and gets it rolling. The last two lines are not part of the main function, but are rather important, and here's why. So what does this do? If name equals equals main, then main. That doesn't make much sense, does it? If name is main, then just call the main function. We'll just call the main function and be done with it. And it's true. You could just finish this file with just a call to the main function. I wasn't sure why you can or should and shouldn't do this, so I looked it up. As it has been explained to me, this is the reason why. Remember, we imported modules at the top. When Python is given a file of code, it loads the code, and when it does this, it assigns a couple of special variables, one of which is name. So, if I was to run a file called game.py, the name of that file, as far as Python is concerned, would be main. But let's say I had a program that converted temperatures, for example, and I'd released this program open source and said, now, if you like, you can use the functions in this program for other things as part of a module, or you can run it and it will ask you. So this is where it comes in quite useful, because imagine in my temperature conversion program, I would have a function called convert to Fahrenheit, or just CTF, left parenthesis a number, right parenthesis, which would return the given centigrade as Fahrenheit. Now that could be quite useful to someone. They might want to import my module, import converter, and then call converter dot convert to Fahrenheit left paren 5 degrees, or left paren 5 degrees right paren. which is great. But if my function just says main at the bottom, then it's going to interrupt their program and say, well, hang on a minute, enter your numbers, please. I don't want to, I just want to call the function. So what Python does is if we've got if name equals equals main, then launch the main function. It says, okay, I've loaded this source file, assigned it a special variable called name. It does that automatically. And if name is main, then launch the main function. But if someone's imported this as something else, then we'll just not launch the main function. I've provided a link to a Stack Overflow question which answers this in a similar way to I just have in a text format. I hope that also helps you as a listener. But whether you choose to do if name equals equals main or just main is entirely up to you. The point, however, stands, your game is complete. If you would like to load up your command line, go to the folder where you put the game file and type python game.py, providing you've followed along correctly and there's no syntax errors, then your game will run and you have created your first game in Python. Congratulations. That's it for the applying Python code in a game. It's a very simplistic game, I realise. However, I hope you have found it thoroughly enjoyable. I hope these tutorials themselves has been enjoyable. And I thank you for listening. To be honest, I hope that my knowledge has helped you in some way. Please do provide feedback through our contact form. This, as you know, has been Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech. Thank you very much for listening.